We'll be sharing an idea that comes primarily from Chaim Shalevitz with a little bit of embellishment. I will begin with a beautiful quote from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah says the following. He says, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. The Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is an extremely beloved Mitzvah. And this is an uncharacteristic kind of comment for the Rambam to make. He's teaching us the halachos of Chanukah. Halachos usually are what you do have to do and what you don't have to do. But here's more of an editorial comment, that this Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is extremely beloved. And indeed, it is an extremely beloved Mitzvah. It's perhaps one of the most widely kept Mitzvahs, one of the most widely kept Yom Tovim in Klal Yisrael, even for those who are far, far from Judaism, far, far from Yiddishkeit as we know it, will very often perform the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah in some shape or fashion, or to celebrate Chanukah in some way, because the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, as the Rambam says, is Chavivahi, an extremely beloved mitzvah. And that's something that brings us to ask the question, why is it so beloved? What is it that's so special about the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? We read in this parasha, in Parashas Vayeshev, the pasuk says that after Yosef was thrown into the pit, pasuk hafei, Vayishvu lechol lechem, lechol lechem, they sat down to eat bread, Vayisu einayim vayiru, they looked up and saw, v'nei ochas Yishma'elim, a caravan of Yishma'elim, Ba'a Megillad, was coming from Gilad. And all that is important information that relates to the story, that after he's thrown into the pit, they saw that caravan that ultimately will lead to his coming down to Mitzrayim, to his being sent to Mitzrayim. But then the pasuk seems to add a detail that doesn't seem to be so relevant. The pasuk tells us what the camels are carrying, what the camels in his caravan had loaded onto them, a gemalehem, nosim, the Torah details the spices, the special spices that this caravan was carrying, and they'll bring them down to Mitzrayim. And the question is, why does the Torah have to tell us this detail about what kind of spices, what was particularly being carried as a load for this caravan? And Rashi picks up on this and he quotes Chazal and asks this question: Why is the Torah telling us what they were carrying? Who cares what this caravan is carrying? And Rashi says, "V'hodiya matas schorin shel tzaddikim." The foremost of the matas schorin, the word for tzaddikim, because it was not normal for Arab caravans, Arab travelers, to be carrying sweet-smelling spices on their camels, but rather they generally carried foul-smelling things. And the fact that for Yosef, they were carrying the sweet-smelling, the beautiful, delicious spices that they were carrying, that would envelop Yosef in a fragrant, pleasant smell, pleasant aroma, this is something that's considered to be matas chorin shel tzaddikim, a reward for Yosef HaTzadik. And the question of Chaim Shmulevitz asks is, we have to think about the context over here. Yosef, the 17-year-old young boy Yosef, who was so close to his father, who learned all that Torah that his father transmitted to him specifically, that environment, that spiritually rich environment of the home of Yaakov Avinu, and he's ripped away from that home by his brothers, no less, and he's being sold as a slave and being sent out to Mitzrayim, which was the most spiritually polluted atmosphere, with really no concept, no idea of how he would ever make his way back, or if he ever would make his way back to his father. And Yosef is given sweet-smelling spices? Who cares? Is that what was on his mind? Is that something he really cared about at that point? Is what the aroma was, what it smelled like? The whole situation was a complete disaster. The whole situation was something that really he felt doomed completely. Why in the world would he care even about what he was smelling and what he wasn't smelling? And the answer Chaim Shmulevitz gives is really something very beautiful and a very sensitive idea. And that is that Yosef at that time could have felt abandoned by Kadosh Baruch Hu. As he said, he's being ripped away from everything that was important and meaningful to him. And he could have felt Hashem has given up on me. Hashem has abandoned me. He doesn't care about me. The fact that Hashem made sure that uncharacteristically he is going to be surrounded by the aroma of those spices was a message to Yosef. And the message to Yosef was Hashem was whispering into his ear, Yosef, you should know that I'm with you. You should know that I'm going down to Mitzrayim with you, just like he would tell Yaakov, Enochi Erid Imcha Mitzrayim, I will go down with you to Mitzrayim. Yosef is being told now, Hashem, I am with you. I will take care of you. Things will be okay. It was, in a sense, Hashem holding his hand and giving Yosef a kiss and telling him reassuring him that I have not abandoned you and you'll be okay in the end. And Yosef, the sensitive soul that Yosef was, he certainly got that message and knew what HaKadosh Baruch was trying to tell him by giving him this aroma on his way down to Mitzrayim. Rav Chaim Shalovitz says that we have a similar idea when we think about Hanukkah. The Gemara tells us, my Hanukkah, what's Hanukkah? The Tanur Rabbanan, because the rabbis taught that when they recaptured the Beis HaMikdash, and they couldn't find any oil that was not tamei, that had not been tainted by the Yevanim, and then they found that one bottle of oil, that one jug of oil, and the one jug of oil, which was only enough to last for one day, lasted 8 days, and he had a Nes Chanukah. And once again, Rav Chaim Shalovitz says, look at the context over here. The context is one where they were almost wiped out. They had launched a rebellion against a much more mighty army. It was Rabim against Ma'atim. It was many against a few. It was Giborim, the mighty ones, against the Chalashim, against the weak ragtag army of the Maccabees, of the Chashmonaim. And they won the war. Baruch Hashem, they won the war. It was an amazing, amazing victory. In the context of that great victory, that miraculous victory, there's this little nace of the oil burning for 8 days, very sweet nays, but did it really make a difference? Was it really so important? Was it really so meaningful? Especially when we're told that la halacha, they could have lit the menorah even with the oil that was tainted by the Yevanim, because too much of a tibur, they could have used that oil. So why would this be such a big deal? This in the grand panorama of nisim that Hashem has done for us in history, this nays doesn't particularly stand out as something amazing, something stupendous, something that saved our lives. But he did do an ace that saved their lives. And that was an ace of the victory in battle. Why would the ace of the Ner Chanukah, of the Pach Shemen, of the oil burning for 8 days, play such a prominent role? And once again, Chaim Shalovitz tells us that the victory in battle was a great, great ace, but it was a critical ace. It was something that had to happen. It was something that Klal Yisrael needed, because otherwise they would have been wiped out. So Hashem did it for them to make sure that they would survive. But then on top of that, he gave them a nace that they didn't need. This small but beautiful nace of Ner Chanukah to allow them to do this mitzvah in the most beautiful way possible, and the way that they really wanted to do it was Shem and Tahar. And it happened in a way that was miraculous, that the oil that only should have burned for one day burned for 8 days. This is once again Hashem whispering to Klal Yisrael's ear that I love you and that I'm doing something for you that you don't really need, but I'm doing it for you just because. And sometimes when a parent does that thing for the child that they don't really need, they don't really have to have, or think of any relationship that we have, sometimes it really is the thought that counts. You buy a card for somebody on a special occasion, somebody you care about, and you write some meaningful words in it. Hey, it's not an expensive present, it's just a card. And yet that's the card that makes all the difference in the world. And this is what Chaim Shmulevitz refers to as chiba yisera, an extra dose of love. An extra dose of love, an extra special thing, just like Hashem did something extra special for Yosef, the icing on the cake, so too he did something extra special for Klal Yisrael over here. And when we think about the context, the historical context of the story of Chanukah, which really was a flash of light, a brilliant light, that will lead afterwards to tremendous, tremendous darkness. Klal Yisrael was, the Beis Midrash would exist for another 200 years, but it was not a pretty 200 years. It's not the best 200 years in Klal Yisrael's history. Eventually, there'd be serious corruption amongst the Kohanim, the Beis HaMikdash, and serious spiritual deterioration amongst the Jewish people. So it would ultimately slide down to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the exile of the Jewish people by the Romans. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael this nes of Ner Chanukah before they go into that darkness of Golus. And he tells them, I'm giving this with you to take with you wherever you go. You take this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and use it to light up the darkness, because this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah tells you that Hashem loves you, that Hashem is telling you, I love you, that even when times are difficult and even when times are dark, you should know that I'll be there with you and eventually I'll bring you out of the darkness, just like eventually you bring Yosef out of the darkness as well. So therefore, we certainly can understand now, mitzvah Ner Chanukah chaviv yad ma'od. Klal Yisrael was zochet to this nes of Ner Chanukah because of Hashem's love for them. And the reason why he showed the love for them is because they showed their love for him by risking so much in order to preserve Yiddishkeit and to preserve the light of Torah and the light of mitzvot and shmiras and mitzvot and avodas Hashem. And therefore, this tremendous love that's being expressed in this Ner Chanukah, it's a love that we have for Hashem and the love that Hashem has for us. And therefore, when we light our menorahs, we have to think about that. We have to look at those small flames sometimes, small, tiny flames, and listen and see what those flames have to tell us. They're telling us, it's the whisper from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem said is telling us, I love you, I'm taking care of you, I'm watching over you, and I'm making sure that you're okay. And in addition to that, perhaps the Ner Chanukah tells us to look for those messages that we have oftentimes in our lives, but we don't take the time to notice them. Those little things that Hashem does for us, those little messages that Hashem sends us, even when times are difficult, to do things for us that make it a little bit easier, to take the pain, to deal with the challenges that we have, and to face the life that sometimes is more difficult than we'd like it to be. So let's think about that as we light our menorahs, and let's think about this beautiful words of the Rambam, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah Chaviva Hi Ad Mod, the beloved, beloved mitzvah that we do when we light our menorah, and all the messages of love, of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us, and the love that we have for Hashem, that are indicated and are suggested by those little flames of the Ner Chanukah.